On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hey, I'm Louisa Nicklin, and I am a musician based in Auckland doing some musicy things.
Congratulations on your debut EP.
Thank you.
It's a very, very beautiful piece of work. You must be feeling pretty happy.
Yeah, I'm so stoked to have it out in the world now.
Yeah, it's a couple of years' work, isn't it, that you've...
Yeah, like I think I remember playing some of those songs to you at like Fancy New Band, like, I don't know.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah. And yeah, and that was when that was all just kind of like starting out.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about how you recorded this album. You did it with Rowan Evans?
Yeah, we did just like drums, bass, guitar with Rowan at the Wine Cellar, and then did some overdubs of vocals and saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sent it off to my cousin who's based in Wales, and he did all the mixing and mastering.
Because these are your songs, this is your album, but you have people playing with you. Who's on the EP with you?
I've got Mason Ferry on drums, mm-hmm. and Eamon Edmondson Wells on bass.
Awesome. I wanted to ask you about all the tracks on the album. The first one is Speaks to Him, and you played this up at Radio New Zealand the other day.
Yeah, like, I did.
Just on guitar, no drums or bass
yeah.
accompaniment. It was beautiful. It was really beautiful. And that was like a really last minute
little thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was cool. Yeah. I get nervous about playing that song, particularly if it's not a performance, like a performance when people can see you, because it's kind of an intense song. So if you're just listening, maybe it's like too intense just for listening.
It is a really intense song. It feels very like there's a lot in it emotionally.
Mm. So sometimes I feel like I'm just like yelling in people's ears if they're like not watching and like getting the whole vibe or something. I don't know. So I get self-conscious about it sometimes, but I thought, why not just, I don't know, do something different on RNZ.
What's also interesting about that track is it's so simple instrumentally in terms of the guitar.
Mm.
You know, you have just that repeated riff.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Mm.
What made you kind of make that decision in terms of writing the song?
It actually comes from quite a while ago when I was listening to King Krull, listening to his second album, Ooze, and there's that track, Slush Puppy, maybe? And it's pretty much just like, it's this chord progression round and round and round, and then it just like builds in this intensity, and by the end of it, it's just like really, yeah. I don't know, I think that was kind of the inspiration for it, of just having this thing that's just like kind of just stays, but your emotional energy goes up, but maybe the actual instrumental energy kind of just stays.
Yeah.
I guess probably a lot of the feedback you might have from your music is about your voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's so powerful and low and deep and quite stunning.
Oh, thank you.
Where did you kind of find your natural singing voice? Was that something you had to kind of work on?
Definitely, does that make sense? Yeah, I totally know. It's always been like, it's been so surprising to me that that's the thing that people notice. Well, now it's not because I'm like used to hearing it, but I've always wanted to write songs and felt competent, like in terms of musicality or guitar or whatever. But the thing that held me back was lyrics, but also just being able to sing, because I never like felt that I could sing and never did sing. Mm-hmm. I like didn't sing publicly until maybe 3 years ago or something. I don't know. So it's quite like surprising to me. And I think I just found my voice out of being kind of like, oh, I don't really have like a classically good voice. I guess I've just got to put the like energy behind it that I look convinced, so people will be convinced that I can sing, you know? And that's kind of where it came from, and where maybe that sort of like quite emotional sound comes from sometimes, and unusual sound, is it's just, yeah, me trying to convince myself and other people that I can sing.
Mm.
And now it's just kind of turned into how I sing.
And I guess one of the artists you've been compared to is Sarah Mary Chadwick quite a bit. How does that sit with you too?
That's cool. I actually hadn't heard any of her music until a month or two ago when there was that single, I think BFM had it on, the one about, When Will Death Come or whatever, that song. And I was like, who is this? Kind of reminds me of me. But yeah. Also not. But like, there was just that little moment of being like, is this what I sound like to other people?
Yeah, right.
But I think it's cool. Like, she's doing some cool stuff, so I don't mind that comparison. But I think we do have quite different styles as well.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, but
The next track on the EP is Pour It Down. Can you tell us a little bit about this track and the themes behind it?
Sure. So there was the tattoo artist who did the EP cover.
That's Tom Hinton.
Tom Hinton, who some people might know because he's based in Auckland now. He did this image. Well, it was actually a tattoo for me, but it was a kind of like an androgynous person pouring a vase of water, and he was saying it's like a symbol of life and life being poured out and blah, blah, blah. And I really loved that kind of imagery. And then that turned into a lyric within the song, because the song is kind of based around someone that's at the end of their life and in the last kind of days or hours or whatever, you know, where they are just like, they're allowed to pour it down, I guess, you know, is that, yeah, allowed to let it end.
Let the
One of the things that's really struck me about the EP is the production, the elements of experimentation. Obviously, there's a lot of reverb on your voice and whatnot, but there's other things like kind of studio effects that have been applied, spot reverbs or things like that. How did that come into play? Was that a discussion between you and your cousin, Jack?
No, it was actually, I just sent him the tracks and was happy for him to do what he liked, pretty much. Unless he sent me something that I really didn't like, but I just wanted to trust his judgment. And also being the, like, time difference thing and just talking over the internet and not actually being able to meet up means it's easier just to, like, let each other just do your thing and, you know, it'll all turn out into something cool in the end. Like, I trust, and I'm happy with what he's done. Like, it's different than what I would have imagined, or if I'd, not that I can mix, but if I'd mixed myself, you know, like if you have that sound in your head and it's actually cool when someone else hears something else in the song and they do put these other effects into it and you're like, ooh, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
I really like it. I think it adds like layers of texture and, you know, other elements of interest as well that pull this through.
Some of it's quite subtle but quite cool what he's done, I reckon.
Another thing I noted in the sort of sitting there listening to it with headphones on is you have quite a buzzy guitar amp, I think.
Oh, I know.
But I love it. It adds all this like wonderful warmth to the music.
I think it's my guitar. I don't know. But yeah. But it just adds some, it's kind of like throughout the whole EP is this sort of feeling of like you're in the room, I reckon. Like you can hear the snare flicker on in one of the songs, and you can hear like Eamon check his bass note before he comes in one of the songs and stuff, and I actually kind of love it. Yeah. It just keeps it very human, I guess.
The next track is Sick of This. Can you tell me about this track and how it came together?
With this one, I wanted to kind of sing in a different way where it, I think a lot of the times when I sing, I really draw out words and have like big pauses between things because I kind of write in a semi-improvised way. Mm-hmm. So it means that that's the way that it just like comes out and then I'll like kind of adjust it. But with this song, I really wanted to write something that was quicker, and I wrote it by having some ideas and recording myself and pretty much just like speaking slash singing along to this little kind of chord progression and seeing what came out. And a lot of those weird little moments in it where I like repeat words and stuff, it's actually from this improvised version where I didn't know what to say next when I was like trying to think of something quickly, and then I liked it, and I think it's cool because it does sound like a train of thought a little bit.
Thank you. your musical background, as well as you've done a lot of composing, which there's like no improv, right?
Yeah.
When you're composing a piece of music for other people. Where does is there a line where your composing background, or your background in composition, maybe is a better way to phrase it, meets what you do as a solo artist?
I think the main thing that it, where it meets is the way I think about trajectory in songs, like having somewhere to go and having a point to it. And that's something I think about heaps with like composition stuff, and then also with songwriting. Sometimes I don't, and I think that's nice, like just having something kind of short and sweet. But when you're writing it, being like, why am I, like, where's this actually going? Rather than just being like, this is a cool riff.
Yeah, right. Like, makes a lot of sense. I think on this next track, which is called Here Again, I wrote that I like the way it kind of builds up towards the end and then sort of winds down again. And there's a couple of tracks that have that sort of building of momentum. And
yeah, it's definitely a bit of a trend. I'm like, just being like, oh, this is cool, we'll build it. Yeah. And then we'll drop it off.
Tell me a little bit about Here Again. I feel like it might be one of the poppier kind of songs on
it's
kind of
like a bit different than all the other tracks, which is cool. You know, it's good to have something different. This one came from that feeling where you go away. Like, I'd been overseas for a few months and I came back home, and like when you're away, you're just like, wee, whatever, life, who cares, jobs, don't need it, you know, feelings, doesn't matter. And then came back and was just like, life.
Here again.
Yeah, I'm here again. I'm at home and I feel the same as when I left, except for I have some different memories, but like I'm exactly the same.
That, you know, weird anti-climax feeling of coming back home sometimes.
Yeah, like within a few hours of being home, you're just, yes.
Thank you.
The next track is The Residue, which is the first single you released, I think, from the EP, is that right? Is. What made this song stand out for you, that was the first thing you wanted to put out and kind of present from the EP?
I think it was like the most recent song, either that or Pour It Down were one of the more recent songs I'd written, and I just felt like it was a strong song. Mm. And because I think it's just, I am still new in like the singer-songwriter thing, that I'm still learning how to do it. And I felt like The Residue was like a song where I felt really happy with like a, I don't know, hit a little milestone that I hadn't with other songs, and it just like felt like it came together kind of cool. It's actually kind of about night sweats.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, you know, you wake up sweaty and, I don't know, it's like from a bad dream about something weird that's happened, and, yeah, it kind of came out of that. I was having a sweaty time.
I mean, we live in Auckland. It's not uncommon.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm having a sweaty time right now.
Yeah, totally. I don't know if it was some of that. I don't know if it was acceptable.
Definitely some residue happening.
Yeah.
Kind of.
You close out the EP with Beautiful Boy, which is sort of sweet and wholesome kind of track. And this is where the title of the EP comes from as Tell me about this track.
This one was kind of just something I was playing around with at home. You know, it's just a little two-chord jam. And it's about my partner. Kind of obvious, probably. It's like the only sort of like semi-lovish song I've written, and even then it's not that.
It feels like it could be like a romantic friendship or, you know, a close friendship as well.
Yeah, and it was just sort of, I think I was kind of joking around a little bit when I started writing it, being like, my friend is a beautiful boy, you know, just sort of, I don't know, taking the piss a little bit. And then I was like, I actually like that. And then it turned into a little song.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's a lovely way to end the EP, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's nice having something a bit different at the end, a little short kind of conclusion to it all. And it's a little bit happier, somewhat.
NZ On Air Music.